I don't want to spend all day on this, and I want to put a recording of my analysis that's coming up, and I'd like one of our listeners to make a transcript of it. I'm also going to write a short bullet point refutation of the real facts and repudiation of Homeland Security Chief's first cousin, Benjamin Chertoff's vicious attack piece on myself and others in Popular Mechanics. I was too busy finishing 9/11, rise of the police state in the last 3 weeks, to write a rebuttal to it. And I finished the film last Wednesday night, actually Thursday morning. Sent it off Thursday morning to have it mass-produced. It should be done here in a few days. We can start shipping these out to you. You can already order it right now if you want to order a hard copy of it, or go to prisonplanet.tv to watch it. And so we jumped in the car, the wife and kids, and we went down to Port Aransas, this little Texas, you know, coastline, literally just so I could sleep and spend time with the family, and that's what I did. And on Saturday night, I went to bed at 9 o'clock. And my wife, the kids went to sleep. They were tired, and I went to sleep at 9 o'clock. And I woke up the next morning, and I had about 10 phone messages on my cell phone. And I started listening to them, and, hey, did you hear Art Bell? He had Benjamin Chertoff on. The guy attacks you multiple times each hour. And, again, I have nothing against Art Bell. I go on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I think George is great. George doesn't censor me, lets me say whatever I want. I get to reach, you know, 14 million people an hour, you know, 20 million hits to the website in a single night. It's one of the Bill O'Reilly has 2 million people watching him an evening, okay, and he's the number one show. Does that give you an idea how big Coast to Coast AM is? It's the second biggest radio show in the country, all right? Number one biggest thing in the country is Rush Limbaugh, period. Cable and TV is so broken up, so many channels, that it just, folks, I've been on Good Morning America and plugged my website twice, and I get, you know, 40,000 hits. You go on George Norrie's show, you get 20 million. I mean, it's insane. It's awesome. It's just amazing. And so, hey, it's Art Bell's right to say that 9/11 wasn't an inside job and to say it's garbage if you say it. I disagree with that. Some people just can't face up to the full horror of what we're dealing with. George Norrie can. And George has had me on five times now. Three of the five, I went into 9/11. And I mean, he lets me go anywhere I want. It's just incredible. He's got amazing courage. So I don't want to start some fight here. And so I don't want a bunch of bashing at Coast to Coast AM. My beef is with Benjamin, first cousin, same, you know, next door neighbors with Uncle Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director. And I have the news articles here in front of me. I'd heard this 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. You know, we're talking about calling up Mr. Chertoff, and he says no comment. And you call up his mommy because he wasn't smart enough to call mommy and tell her to lie. And mommy says, of course. Uncle Chertoff comes over for dinner. No, my problem is with Benjamin Chertoff and Megs, the chief editor, and the rest of them. 2 weeks ago, I issued challenges for them both to come on the air. Won't do it. I called their office over and over again. You've heard me on air tell my producers, both of them, hey, call these people again. And I said it 2 weeks ago. I said, if they do not come on, I'm going to give their phone numbers out on air, you know, the general number at Popular Mechanics, and say, hey, you come on here and you defend your ideas. Well, I love how globalists operate, because that's exactly what Chertoff, Benjamin Chertoff of the Homeland Security family, said about me. He gets up there on the show and says into his tirade against me, well, Alex Jones needs to call in and defend himself, and if he doesn't, it means he can't. And so the Homeland Security's 25-year-old editor, who did reporting in Iraq, I mean, you talk about these Gannon characters and the rest of it, I smell a gigantic stinking rat, folks. I mean, you know, thousands of reporters are on the payroll. Well, there's something thicker than the payroll, and that's called blood. And so this thing had the classic signs of this all along. Mr. Jones, hours later, Mr. Jones is afraid to call in. He can't defend himself. Number one, folks, you try to call into one of those shows. I mean, I tried probably for 5 years to call into Rush Limbaugh. Always busy. Never even got through to a screener. You try to call into Coast to Coast AM, the lines are so overloaded, you don't even get a busy signal. In fact, last night, there I was at 1 a.m., trying to call into Art Bell's show when he gave the phone number out. It was so overloaded, it didn't even give me a busy signal. Thousands of people calling. Oh, Alex won't call in. He's afraid. So I tried to call in last night. Of course I couldn't call in. And I know, contrary to popular belief, I don't have some back phone number, you know, where I call in and I get on the air. No. A producer sets you up for those shows. They call you up, put you on the air. That's how it works. So this is basically, you know, the type of garbage. I call Mr. Chertoff, Mr. Homeland Security, and I say, I want you on my show. I want to go over this point by point with you, and I want to show where you're wrong. He wouldn't do it. I go on NPR, and I say, is this 50-50 time? They go, yes, 50-50. He gets 15 minutes. I get 4 minutes. 4 minutes with the host talking over me. They interviewed me for 30 minutes and cut it down to 4 minutes. I've since had a chance to listen to that interview. See, these people cannot win on a level playing field. I would clean the floor with them. But you know what? I've got more numbers in, major government studies. The newspapers have now lost half their circulation. TV news, people are leaving it in droves. They're leaving television, period. Last year's numbers were upwards of 45% have left entirely. Now the new numbers are coming in, it's even worse. So just keep on doing what you're doing. You've already failed. You've already lost. There's nothing you can do to stop us, even if your bosses start nuking cities and blaming it on Al-Qaeda. You're going to fail. People know that you're full of garbage. They know you twist. Don't you know when you went on the air that 90% of people knew and just believed us even more when you did that? You just threw gasoline on your own funeral pyre, figuratively, you know, the funeral pyre for your lies. Your lies are going up in smoke. There's nothing you can do. I mean, I could sit here and refute them. I mean, one of the big things they do in the article is they say that we say that there were F-16 intercepts of errant aircraft hundreds of times before 9/11. And they quote this Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer for NORAD, as saying that there had only been one intercept in the decade before 9/11 of an errant jet aircraft or aircraft, and that was Payne Stewart. They have to admit that because Payne Stewart, everybody knows about that. And then they say, oh, it took an hour and 22 minutes for the jets to get to them. No. They found out that the aircraft had depressurized and hadn't radioed back an hour and 22 minutes after it took off from Florida. I have the original USA Today articles. They're in my new film, by the way. So see how they play that little mind game? Oh, see, it took an hour and 22 minutes. No, it took 18 minutes for five F-16s to surround the aircraft after they got the launch order. 18 minutes. And they followed it for another 2 hours till it crashed in the Midwest. But guess what? We have Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer from the Associated Press from 2 years ago, talking about 68 intercepts of errant aircraft in the year before 9/11. And hundreds in the decade before. But you don't have to go back to the very person they quote refuting that. You can talk to any pilot. Everybody, we've all heard over the years of a jet that got off course or some guys in a Cessna flew over a military base and jets force them down. Just everybody knows that's not true. That's just one of the points. And of the 16, I'd say 10 of them are pure garbage. And Mr. Chertoff is also very dishonest. We'll talk about that when we get back. I don't want to spend all day on Chertoff, the cousin, the next-door neighbor, You know, good little New Yorkers of the Homeland Security chief putting together this ham-fisted attack that they're counting on people not checking out against myself and others. I'm going to write a response to it, and in the next hour, I'm going to do about a 10-minute dissertation on it, try to limit it to 10 minutes and make a transcript of it and put that out as well. I'm sure you want to talk about it, though, because the guy was on one of the biggest radio shows in the country for over 3 hours, savaging myself and others. And, again, it's people like Chertoff count on you not checking out the facts. This is the same government that says one person killed Kennedy. 90% of you don't believe that now in major polls. This is the same government that says they don't ship heroin and cocaine in, no matter how many times they've been caught red-handed doing it or no matter how many government agents we have on. This is the same government that said they never had any prior knowledge of 9/11. Now it's been all over the news they did. The same government that says that, you know, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and shook their finger. The same government that said there's weapons of mass destruction and then said we never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. And they build up straw men, fake debates, fake arguments to knock it down. And it's just so incredibly shoddy. So later, I'm going to give the phone number out to Popular Mechanics. And I had the actual magazine, but left it at the house. I want to give the main number out to Hearst Publishing, known for its yellow journalism, knowing for its political manipulations. I mean, literally, Hearst was the pioneer in having, basically working for the government and having his people on the payroll, government agents on the payroll. So this should really be no surprise. And we'll be going over that as well. But really, if we're going to talk about this, we should just talk about the truth of 9/11. Nowhere in the article does it mention public officials warned not to fly, admitted. Nowhere does it mention CIA insider trading. Nowhere does it mention the NORAD drills that morning. Nowhere does it mention bin Laden being on CIA payroll, because they can't discredit that. They can just argue things that can't be proven one way or the other, like did a plane at the Pentagon, or was there a pod on the belly? I've never, you know, I've always said, folks, I leave those things alone because you can't prove it one way or the other. I think debating it and discussing it's fine. I've had guests on to talk about it. I predominantly stick to bombs in the buildings and public officials warned not to fly and the drills and the stand down. And all that is admitted. And they attack all that, too, except for public officials and stuff like that. Because, I mean, how are they going to argue with MSNBC and Associated Press and San Francisco Chronicle and Times of London? They can't. But they were going to do all that. But every time I sent them information, they would just ignore it and move on. And Mr. Chertoff told me, he said, the nephew or the cousin of Homeland Security Chief, he told me, they call him Uncle Chertoff, what the family says. He's actually a first cousin of the Homeland Security Chief. He told me, oh, no, Mr. Jones, I promise this is not a hit piece. We're just looking at these, you know, these prominent theories and talking about them. I said, you promise it isn't. Oh, I promise it isn't. Then I talked to his boss. Oh, we promise it isn't. We promise it isn't. And I had never, after being interviewed by hundreds of publications over the years, never thought it was fake. This was so bad, so amateurish, that I called up and got a hold of the editor, and I said, is this real? These people work for you? And they said, yes, they do. And I wondered, and I'm not knocking young people. I'm young, folks. I'm 31 years old. I've been doing this since I was, 20 years old. But I wonder why it was 20-year-olds and 22-year-olds and the editor over this, 25, Chertoff. And they were bumbling idiots. They literally were just gibbering fools when I would talk to them. I'd send them news articles. And they sounded like 15-year-olds. Well, yeah, dude, what about this? What about this one? Miss Sparkle, can you give that to me? I'm sorry, my phone's not working. Get the recorder. Can you call me right back? I mean, they just sounded. And that's why we're going to beat these people. They're a bunch of low-grade morons, and people don't have any trust or credibility in them now, and we're winning. So you've lost, and end of story. I mean, it's just over for you people. It's over. They've got this blog now that they put up there on the Popular Mechanics website, and they say, oh, we've been getting lots of negative comments, but then they only post the positive ones. So go email them, go write a comment, and then see if they post it. But again, I don't want to spend all day on this. I want to take your calls when we get back. I got torture news, police state news, news on the economy. There's so much. And I've got to shut up myself and just wait later and kind of cogently, calmly go over all the facts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Pete, Frank, Charles, Bart, everybody, your calls are coming up. Just continuing to roll with them. I'm just going to give, again, each caller just a few minutes because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover, and I'm going to respond to this Popular Mechanics hit piece and the latest ratcheting up of this in the next hour. Carl Schwartz was a prominent Republican, and of course, has written a book about his experiences and about 9/11. So let me go to Carl first because he just called us from Florida. Then we'll go to Keith and Frank and Charles and Bart and everybody else. Carl, what's on your mind today?
Alex, as we were talking off the air, I don't want to turn this into a match with Art Bell myself, but I would put my facts up against any facts that were presented in Popular Mechanics. I've offered Art Bell and George Nuri several chances to be on their show. They never even responded back. But what you were saying earlier is absolutely true. These people have controlled the story. They've controlled the mythology. And now they're getting extremely nervous.
Please don't lump Nuri on with that. He's very busy. He's had me on five times. Lets me talk about whatever I want. And look, Bell has a right to say he doesn't believe it. That's his right. I'm talking about the Homeland Security Chief's cousin. I'm talking about Benjamin Chertoff challenging me that night, saying I was afraid to call in when I was asleep. I didn't even know that was going on.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. They try to take it and they twist it, and they're getting very nervous, Alex, about the fact that not all of us fell for their mythology. And some of us have stayed on the trail to where it is getting very hard for them to keep covering this up.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's the biggest thing on the net now, next to pornography. It's pornography and then exposing 9/11.
Well, one of my people called me just before I got on the air with you and said, just Googled your name on the Internet, 1.35 million hits. You know, people are paying attention. They are coming back. They are looking at it. They're thinking it through. And they're saying, you know what? Everything that's coming out of Washington, D.C. has been a lie. Now,
people know we have fake reporters, folks, like
yes.
Mr. Gannon, you know, the male prostitute. This weekend, I actually watched television. There was on TV, you know, this male madam who does porn is a White House employee. Folks, he wasn't a fake reporter. He was paid by the White House. That's what the media is ignoring. I mean, so how many more of these reporters are fake?
I'm not sure, but I'm hearing from very reliable sources that there's a good chance that Gannon is actually Johnny Ghost, which goes all the way back to the Franklin scandal out of Omaha. And, you know, when you start seeing trails like that popping up, you know, they may have put Gannon in there just to embarrass this administration, you know, get them focused on something else like their own butt instead of trying to figure out how to plunder the rest of it. I mean, that's where I drew the line, Alex. I mean, I came right off Wall Street. I've got a lot of knowledge about who is doing this to America, how they're doing this to America. And what you're seeing here, you're seeing policies that are being devised and implemented so we don't pay attention to what they're really doing.
Well, how obvious is it when the cousin, you know, right there in the same neighborhood, first he says no comment about the Homeland Security Chief, you know, who they call, reportedly, you know, Uncle Chertoff.
Yep.
I mean, imagine, we've got the guy's cousin writing hit pieces. How obvious
yes.
is that?
Yeah, it's very obvious because they're getting nervous. They probably couldn't get anybody else to write it, Alex. They probably couldn't take it to over to ABC or over to Bill O'Reilly and get them to buy off on this and said, you know, that's just a little too cozy. But, I mean, all the way across the board, I haven't found anything. As a Republican and as an ecumenical Christian, I can't find a single ounce of truth out of this Bush administration on any subject.
Well, now they tell us they never said there were weapons of mass destruction and we're conspiracy theorists. And they debunked us, Carl. They never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Listen, I got to get you on. Carl, I got to get you on sometime. I'm going to let you go.
Alex, you know what a conspiracy theory is?
What is it?
Osama bin Laden attacked us on 9/11/2001.
Well, you know, he made NORAD stand down from the cave. Good hearing from you. We'll be back with the second hour.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, we'll get into the economy, what's happening with the upcoming war with Syria and Iran. I want to get into the latest repercussions from the Popular Mechanics hit piece orchestrated by the family of the Homeland Security Director, Michael Chertoff, by Benjamin Chertoff, the head editor over this exercise in lies and propaganda. But before we do that, let's blitz through some more of your calls. Let's talk to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, good afternoon. I did listen to over half of the interview Saturday evening, probably 60 to 70%. And this Chertoff fellow supposedly was countering all the evidence that has been put forth over the last 3.5 years. I mean, a small library of evidence with expert analysis. But I can assure you the part that I heard, I mean, this wasn't even expert counter-analysis. This was subjective. That didn't happen. This didn't happen. Building number 7 just burned down. And he admitted, for instance, like, yeah, it would have taken months, if not years, to plan a planned explosion to bring down a building, but it just burned down by fire.
Well, here's the thing. I sent to him and his editor, I said, here are the video clips. And I said, did you get them? Of Silverstein saying they blew it up. He says, yeah, I'm not talking about that. And I said, well, here's the firefighters telling reporters, get back, Associated Press, they're going to pull it. Do you want that? No. What about public officials being warned not to fly? No, we're not going there. What about CIA insider trading, Times of London, Associated Press, even Fox News? No. Over and over. What about Buzzy Krongard saying, don't worry about bin Laden, we don't want to capture him? What about bin Laden being CIA, MSNBC? No, don't want it. What about Associated Press, NORAD running grills that morning? No, don't want to talk about it. What about USA Today saying that the F-16s were launched and surrounded it in 18 minutes?
Well,
it doesn't matter to them. They just made all this stuff up.
I'm telling you, Alex, this guy here was the worst guy they could have sent to counter it. I mean, he didn't sound... It sounded, his explanations, frankly, sounded juvenile. It was almost embarrassing.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Again, I have been interviewed by USA Today 5 times, Washington Post, New York Times, Chicago Tribune. I mean, folks, hundreds of times, hundreds of TV shows, all of it. I've never thought it was fake. I thought, when I talked to Chertoff and his other writer, it was so bad, I thought it was fake. I called Popular Mechanics. I said, does this person work for you? I mean, I talked about this months ago, remember?
Yeah.
I said, is this real? They said, oh, yes, sir, it's real.
No, let me tell you, from listening to it for a while, I said, look, this sounds to me like totally this guy's part of the organization. He's an apologist for him, and he's going to muddle the waters by saying about the most I ever got out of him was the expert said, no names really. Nobody countering the evidence in a scientific fashion. For instance, one informed caller asked him about the approximate 16-foot hole in the Pentagon where allegedly this big passenger airline hit. And you know what his answer was for this? He came back and he said, well, you know, this is one of the tires that was an exit point. I said, well, you're not answering the question at all. You're telling me that what if a tire hit one of the walls and bounced through, I think it's 4 foot, reinforced concrete.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. And then it went through and then bounced back out.
Yeah, and not only that.
Let me ask you a question, because I listened to a little bit of it this morning, didn't have it, you know, because I just got home last night. I've gotten probably 50 emails and a bunch of calls from friends who recited the same story. But did he indeed go basically nanny-nanny-boo-boo, Alex won't call in, he's afraid?
He mentioned a couple of names. To be honest with you, I don't think he ever really was vindictive about anybody because he couldn't. I don't think he.
But you didn't listen to the whole thing. I heard that very late in the interview. He's like, well, Alex hasn't called in to defend himself.
Well, I never heard that part of it. But, I mean, he just explained away the building number seven by saying that, well, he admitted it would take months, if not even years, to plan a planned explosion, but the building just burned.
Did anybody
down.
Raise the Madrid fire to him?
I heard early on that a very informed lady called in and mentioned that the building had burned for 24 hours.
Actually, 2 days.
But he wasn't on there. It was just Art Bell was on.
We're talking 100-foot white flames shooting out. And a few, you know, little bitty ceiling supports, a little inch around aluminum that, you know, supported some of that. Some of the sheetrock fell in, not one of the support columns.
Well, the thing about it is, no one asked him about the firefighters who said during that morning they heard explosions going off in the building. Now, this is something that they
said. No one, I've got, in my new film, I've got the firefighters on tape that the feds first claimed had malfunctioned. Then they declared national security on it, but then the firefighters went ahead and released it to the New York Daily News of them going, the fires are almost out, two small fires.
Now, on the tape that I saw many tapes. Yours were the best by far, but there were many good tapes. But at the Pentagon building, the only wheel that they showed from an airplane, they showed the wheel. It was the same wheel from a Global Skyhawk, I think, a manless.
It's a very small wheel.
It's a very small wheel. It was identical, same wheel that they.
No,
found.
No, their own photo of a wheel looks like a Thunder Chief wheel. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Alex.
Seriously, folks. Again, I can't do justice to this until later. I want to spend a few minutes on it and try to go over it. But I mean, there's blaring things in this. There's blaring examples that we'll get to later. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, my friend.
By the way, I got the guy Carl Swatt's book. Somebody sent it to me. But anyway, I want to tell people about the tapes again. I know you probably get tired of me hearing it, but they can make a difference in the community. All they have to do is get the tape and just show it to neighbors. Have people over for sandwiches and coffee. And that alone, it'll double our audience. It'll double the information out. They can't argue with the tapes.
Now, Charles, how many copies of my video have you made?
Well, I made over 5,000.
Now, what was it like when you were first giving my videos to people? What response did you get years ago versus now?
I got harassed, you know, by the police and when I first started this, and, you know, people didn't want to talk to me. Now, I walk into a sandwich shop, and everybody that works there knows senior tape. I don't feel alone no more. They come out and start talking about, telling me things that I don't know. The police, I go to the donut shop. I have coffee with the. They say, come on, sit over here, Charles. Come on, sit over here. And I had policemen take money out of their pocket and give me money to buy extra blanks and give them a copy and to keep the rest of the extra blanks. I walk into the grocery store and people know me and they shake my hand and say, thank you for the tape. I made a copy and I gave it to my mother or my brother. People can make a difference. All they have to do is get off their hindsight and do it. But they must do it. If we do this alone, we could take this country back through the information of the tapes. And that's why I keep calling in. In my community, I feel pretty good. I don't walk alone. You know what I mean?
Now, you've called before.
Yes, sir.
You call every few months, but it's even been in local newspapers, and you know your actions have had a big effect. Describe, though, I mean, you've described before a total shift where, I mean, you've described the cops buying you coffee. I mean, describe the shift you've seen in your community.
Well, people, some of them can't listen to the radio call, but they ask me about the what happened to the Anna radio. People have got shortwave radios now. I went the other day to buy two with another guy. People ask me about the new tape that's coming out. They just heard about it. I said I didn't get a copy yet. They said, when you get a copy, please let me know. I tell them to order it. I tell them to listen to your program. People know of you. They know of the program. They know when they don't even look at television, half of them, no more, the news. I mean, it's a big shift. It's a big shift. And everybody can do this in the community just with a few tapes. And if they don't do it, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But if they do it, we could take back this country just with these tapes. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I've been excited about it. I really enjoy it. This is my thing. And they could do the same thing. Every listener here can get a copy, make a couple of tapes, or just show the copies to their neighbor. And believe me, they won't be alone.
Well, the film's being printed up right now, and we should be shipping out by the end of the week, so everybody can do your pre-order right now. Charles, thanks for calling. God bless you, my friend. Great job. Leslie in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. In response to the Coast and Coast comments that were made this weekend, this situation reminds me of the infamous words by Thomas Jefferson that happened to be inscribed in the huge letters above our General Assembly building located in Richmond, Virginia. Quote, "Reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. They are the natural enemies of error and of error only." Alex, I look forward to hearing you again very soon on Coast to Coast again and responding to Popular Mechanics.
Well, again, George Norrie is just a champ. He lets me on all the time. I hope they'll let me on to respond to this. Again, it wasn't George's show. It was Bell's. And Bell is a great broadcaster. He has a right to say what he thinks. He can do what he wants.
I understand that.
But my beef is with the Homeland Security Chief's family member, Benjamin Chertoff.
But, Alex, you're doing great work, and we're making a difference. So this is a great invitation for you to come back on the show.
Well, I hear you. Email them and ask them, and I'll tell you, this shows that, you know, if they've got to dispatch Homeland Security Chief's family to attack me and others, they've got a problem.
Congratulations, Alex. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, you guys are. I mean, we wouldn't be having this effect if you weren't taking action. Take care, Leslie.
Thanks.
You bet. James in North Carolina. James, go ahead.
You there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I heard that show that night, and the guy bumbled and stuttered like he was on cocaine or something. I couldn't get sense out of what he did say.
Well, and I don't know about drugs, but I know that I thought he was fake when I talked to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it tore me up, and Art just... He's fed out. I mean, why did he give up his show and he just plays around on weekends when he feels like it? I like him, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand. Anything else, James?
That'll do it, and I appreciate you taking my time. I'm on your side.
God bless you. We'll be back with more calls. Globalists are on the defensive. You are the front lines, the shock troops in the battle for humanity. You can never stop. You've got to intensify your efforts. If we work hard enough, we may be able to stop the New World Order from carrying out larger terror attacks. If they calculate that the people will not buy the storyline they give us after another attack, they may not carry out another attack, at least for now. If they think we'll buy their story and cuddle up to the killers as the saviors, they will assuredly do it. Yeah, there was no mention in the Popular Mechanics article about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. Oh, no. Shoddily done, my friends, and we'll talk about it coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, a couple callers back, I have to pull one of my quotations from Thomas Jefferson. Truth can stand by itself. It is error alone which needs the support of government. And, you know, I woke up for the second hour of the Chertoff show when they started taking callers. They only took, I don't know, four or five callers, and they were mostly all lame. It wasn't until last night in the wee hours when I woke up for that one, too. There was actually a reasonable objection caller. And what was really disgusting that first night was that woman who called in. I'm sick of hearing Alex Jones. Well, she never listened to you because she cast you and Chertoff. Didn't counter this at all. He claims apparently he listens to quite a bit. Apparently he's really tuned into you, Alex. I don't know if you missed all that part. But
glad the Homeland Security Chief's blood is listening.
Well, neither he nor Art Bell, who should have known better, sought to counter this disgusting woman who had you cast as an anti-Semite when you've never had so much as a veiled anti-Semitism and have panned anti-Semitism that have come across your show. So she invented that out of whole cloth.
So what did she say?
Oh, she just said, well, you're anti-Semitic. Now, does she mean to imply by that that the Illuminati agenda is a Semitic proposition?
That's a good point. The people that, quote, counter that and try to, you know, it's like when I covered the Odigo story out of MSNBC, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, which is in my new film. Is the Jerusalem Post anti-Semitic? Is Haaretz anti-Semitic? I mean, Odigo admits they got a warning, and they told their employees in the buildings 4 hours before, get out of them.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean Israel did the attacks.
Yeah, and a couple more holes from Chertoff mentioned, I don't know how much value a particular single frame of a still video is. He implied that, they're not high shutter speeds, just because they on the surveillance videos, you know, where they can put shove one tape in a week and have 24-hour coverage. You know, they released that. That was maybe one of the very few clips of anything that the government's ever released. And
Let me just stop you there before we go any further. So this woman calls in, and she says, I'm an anti-Semite, and nobody...
You per se. That was...
I mean, give me the quote.
Well, I don't have it verbatim, but she directly cast you personally as being anti-Semitic. Well, that's a whopper. She never listened to you, or if she did, she just invented that out of whole cloth. And, anyway, so Chertoff is on about this single still from the government video, Pentagon perhaps, and while that's not very high shutter speed, it's only 10 frames per second. Well, that displays at least technological ignorance, because that is the same on those VCRs, the surveillance VCRs. That is the same shutter or frame speed, rather, as if they did the full 72 or whatever frames per second. So that's an invalid criticism. And he never really answered why that's virtually the only thing that the government's ever released. When if they have, you know, they got at least 10 or more.
The Pentagon is the most surveilled airspace. Look, it's admitted. The FBI went.
Well, you know,
Hold on a second. Went to the hotels and gas stations and took the surveillance camera tapes that showed the Pentagon. Why? Why?
Yeah, and you know they got videos rolling. They got at least 10 video cameras rolling around that Pentagon around the clock.
Well, look, it's the same thing. Roger, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Really good points. It's the same thing with Oklahoma City. They have 12 surveillance camera tapes. FBI agents have gone public in the L.A. Times and said it shows McVeigh with an Arab. And we talked to police who've seen those tapes. They raided a reporter in Indiana a few years ago who'd been given the tape by the FBI. And didn't deny that it didn't show John Doe number 2. Why do they do that? Because those Iraqis were U.S. government agents, just like the supposed hijackers were government agents taking part in a drill. It's real simple, folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more calls and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, we'll continue with your calls. I got some news I do want to get to. It's very important. First, I'm going to spend a few minutes on Mr. Chertoff, the minion of Homeland Security Chief, his family, Michael Chertoff. It's now being reported by respected publications. I do want to spend a few minutes on this first, and then we have Christopher Bolin, American Free Press, one of the outfits breaking this, coming on in the next hour. We'll continue with your phone calls as well then. Before I get into Chertoff, just briefly, and again, I'd like a transcript to be made of this, and then as an addendum to it, for those that do transcripts for us, the great listeners, we'll post the audio of this tomorrow. I'd like to have the Christopher Bolin interview or whatever you see fit tagged onto it. And I'm also going to write a rebuttal to it. It's something I should have done weeks ago, but I was busy finishing Martial Law, my new film. talking about martial law. It is my crowning achievement. It is my best work. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It is really three films in one, where we're threatened to be arrested by the police multiple times daily in New York, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, other reporters being arrested, secret police taking photos of us. That's the first 30 minutes of the film, and it's dynamic. We have communists threatened to, you know, say that they wish we were dead, want to kill us, and you know, showing what provocateurs they are. That's in the first 30 minutes. Then we spend an hour on 9/11. I mean, the latest, most powerful info, just A to Z, rapid fire, interspersed with ground zero action and witnesses saying they were warned not to go into work. It's just incredible. Then we look in the last hour at the mindset, at the driving philosophy, the ideologies of the globalists. And we prove from their own statements, their own books, their own, all of it, that it is really a Luciferian cult that has created Skull and Bones of the Bohemian Grove, and that Arnold is one of their minions, and they're preparing him for the throne here in America. It gets into the Bushes and the Nazis, and it just paints the picture. We confront David Gergen. That's how the third act starts, where he doesn't deny the rituals and doesn't deny being an enemy. He starts using basic profanity at me and getting in my face. That's how Act 3 starts. Look, you've got to see it to believe it. It is so powerful. I'm really proud of this work. And I poured my heart and soul out making it. So please get Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes long. We're mass producing it right now. We'll be shipping it out by the end of the week, Monday the latest. Call now and order 1-888-253-3139. Bunch of other great videos, bunch of other great specials as well. When you call, just ask about those. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where since last Thursday, all three parts are now posted, all 2.5 plus hours, in three parts there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about 1.5 minutes to sign up, get your own personal passcode that you create. And frankly, I don't care if you share your passcode with a few family members. Don't give it to too many people or I can't afford the bandwidth. But you can share that with some coworkers or others if you like. I just want the film to be seen. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now is the time to take action. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. .tv or 888-253-3139. All right, let me try to calmly and succinctly go over Benjamin Chertoff. In late November of 2004, my wife handed me a stack of media that I had to contact, and in amongst it was Popular Mechanics doing a piece on popular 9/11 quote theories. So I call and I talk to Benjamin Chertoff, who we've now learned is a close family member of the Homeland Security Director, according to press reports. And I talked to him and I talked to others, and I thought it was a fake interview. I've never thought an interview wasn't real. Of the hundreds of newspaper, TV interviews, the thousands of radio interviews I've done, I've never thought that a reporter was fake. I mean, people from school newspapers sound more credible and serious, and I've done dozens of those. USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times. These are normally focused, serious people, even of their adversaries. I thought that the interview wasn't real. It was so shoddy. So I called Popular Mechanics, and I said, is this real? One of the chief editors called back and said, yes, it's indeed real. And they swore to me, this is not a hit piece. We're just looking at the popular theories. Then the headline on the magazine, 9/11 lies, you know, debunking. And it's conclusive, folks, they say. And so this is what they engaged in. So I talked to Chertoff and others, and on every point they'd raised to me, I'd email them mainstream news articles, documents, Larry Silverstein saying that they blew up WTC-7. Suddenly they wouldn't want to talk about that. They'd move on to something else. He would raise an article written by somebody else that I'd posted and say, well, we called these seismologists, and they say they were interviewed by you. And I go, well, it's clear the article was written by somebody else. Did you ask if they were interviewed by this person? No, I didn't. Well, are you going to? Well, let's talk about something else. So a lot of stuff they were going to put in there got dropped because I told their chief editor, I said, look, I could tell this is a hit piece, and you're trying to libel me. You better watch yourself. So a whole bunch of stuff they were going to do wasn't in there about me because I could see what they were doing. And by the end of it, I just said, I talked four or five times. I said, I know this is a hit piece. And I know what's going on. Well, it sure enough was. And there are just so many facets to it. I mean, some of the things they debunked, I agree, is not provable. So, number one, they built a straw man. Of the 16 points, four or five of them are questionable. Okay? So you build a straw man. I mean, you could find somebody on the internet saying space aliens carried out 9/11 or the planes were holograms. I don't believe that. You could find people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. No, the government did. And the media likes to do a point at people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. And then, okay, see, if you think somebody else killed Kennedy, you think it's space aliens. So that's basically the straw man argument. They did that. But a bunch of the points, like Building 7, no mention of Silverstein, no mention of the firefighters telling reporters, get back, we're going to pull it. That's Associated Press. There's none of that. But one of the really sterling examples from the piece that I pray none of you buy, it's online, you can read it there. Please don't spend your money. And if you have a subscription to them, don't be lazy, call and cancel it. They deserve to have people boycott them. Of course, Hearst is always, I mean, it is the, when you go to college, they teach you in journalism school. I mean, Hearst is the name in yellow journalism. Hearst wrote the book on it, okay? I mean, they have, you know, Rosebud, Citizen Kane. I mean, you talk about politics and manipulation and influence peddling. Hearst is the name. It's as dirty as it gets. And I hadn't paid attention to Hearst, you know, in modern history, and I guess they still behave in the same fashion. But, I mean, just go take a college class in journalism. First thing you'll learn about is Hearst. And, you know, the De Gaulle estate and the rest of it. But, so, that's wrong. The De Gaulle estate's in Dallas. What's the, I've been there, the big famous beautiful place in California. It doesn't matter. It's a big castle, but very occultic, too. You ought to go there. But, that's a side issue. So, I mean, there's just so many facets to this. So when we put a transcript up, let's just take these babbling ramblings out. I just, when I try to look at this spectrum of propaganda, it's so hard to know where to start. But one of the biggest smoking guns of disinfo in the article is no stand-down order. Claim no fighter jets were scrambled from any of the 28 Air Force bases within close range of the four hijacked flights on September 11th. Andrews had two squadrons of fighter jets with the job of protecting the skies over Washington, D.C., says the website emperorsclothes.com. They failed to do their job. There is only one explanation for this, writes Mark R. Ellis of standdown.net. Our Air Force was ordered to stand down on 9/11. Fact. Now they're going to tell you fact. It's like Rumsfeld telling you fact on Face the Nation. I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. Well, just because you say that's a fact, Rumsfeld, we all know it's a lie. Because we have you on video. On 9/11, there were only 14 fighter jets on alert in the continuous 48 states. Yeah, because they were all part of the giant drill, which is Associated Press reported. No computer network or alarm automated alert the North American Air Defense Command, NORAD, of missing planes. That's not true. Quote, they, civilian air traffic control at ATC, had to pick up the phone and literally dial us, says Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer for NORAD, Boston Center, one of the 22 Federal Aviation Administration regional ATC facilities, called NORAD's Northeast Air Defense Sector three times. And then it goes on. They go on to say that there's a claim that planes have been scrambled hundreds of times before 9/11. And they say, no, that's not true. In the decade before 9/11, it had only happened one time. This is what the article says. It had only happened one time. One time. Let me say that again. It only happened one time, and that was Payne Stewart, because you all heard about it. Well, the very major that they quote, Major Douglas Martin, and in this transcript we'll find that AP article and post a link to it, he told the Associated Press that they'd over 60 times scrambled them and had them intercepted in the year before September 11th. But again, everybody on the face of this has all heard about the Cessna and a storm that gets off course and goes over a military base or flies into D.C. airspace before 9/11 and F-16s fly up next to it. I've talked to pilots who've had radio problems and F-16s fly up next to them. Everybody knows this, not just Major Douglas Martin, the public affairs officer, saying they've done all these intercepts and all these scrambles. Well, in the Associated Press, we have the public record. Everybody knows this. This is public knowledge. So you have that right there. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to see this happening. And the question is, why do we put up with this? And there's just a bunch of other case point examples of this. And this is how they supposedly debunk everything. Then he gets up on the radio Saturday night, Sunday morning, and tells tens of millions of people that, well, Mr. Jones could call in and defend himself, and an hour later, well, I guess he isn't going to call in and defend himself, because he can't. He can't refute these facts. Just because you say fact, 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 doesn't mean it's a fact. And while I was being interviewed by Mr. Chertoff and other members of the popular propaganda staff, I kept saying, aren't you going to talk about public officials being warned not to fly? And I sent them all those articles. Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, MSNBC, Salman Rushdie, Times of London, CBS News, reporting on John Ashcroft. Are you going to talk about Bush on Cipro, Associated Press, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer admitted it, the whole staff on Cipro, the cabinet on Cipro, 4 weeks before it showed up in Boca Raton, Florida. Are you going to talk about CIA insider trading? No, no, no. Will you talk about Larry Silverstein saying that he pulled the buildings? I've sent you the video clip. Have you watched it? No, I haven't had time. Will you call Larry Silverstein and ask him? He says he blew it up. No, I don't think so. Or maybe. Then I talked to his editor. I said, I'm sending this to you. Will you call Larry Silverstein? Oh, we're very interested in that. And this isn't a hit piece. No, it's not. We promise. We just want to see what you guys think. So the bottom line is this. People aren't listening to these people anymore. They're not listening. They're not believing it. The population knows, by and large. They may not know all the details, but they know that information is being twisted, it's being spun, it's being fabricated, it's being made up, it's being whitewashed. They know that. Your credibility is at all-time lows. And it's just that simple. Your credibility is gone. And it's now part of the record that the government's been caught thousands and thousands of times lying to us. So is it any surprise now that we have articles like this from Newsmax? Web news grows, papers spiral down. And I watched some TV this weekend when I was on a short vacation. I watched a couple hours of it. Every news show I saw was attacking the new media and talking about how uncredible it is and how it's taking over and what are we going to do. And they even tried to use the White House's own male prostitute, madam, as see how uncredible the alternative media is. Well, that's not the alternative media. That's one of your boy toys, Lord Bush. That's one of the globalist little minions one of his influence peddlers infiltrating the alternative press through a neocon website openly funded by the White House. So they had the nerve on two separate shows I saw. The Daily Show was one and CNN was another, to go on the air and imply because of the Gannon story that, oh, see, that's how incredible the alternative press is. See, they've got, John Stewart used the word man whore. Alternative press has got man whores running it. So you've got your fake reporters out there, and then it's our fault. See, no, you're trying to infiltrate the alternative media. Bush has paid tens of millions for fake blogs, $76 million for fake newscasts just for Medicaid, Armstrong Williams. There's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. I hear it locally on the radio, people. I hear locally, federally funded Austin Air Force ads. That's a group wanting to get emissions testing on cars. And I've called up before and they go, yeah, it is a paid spot. How'd you know that? Packaged into the local newscast. It's everywhere. All right? Look, I had these people offer me $1 million in the first year, 6 years ago, to go become a neocon. You could be the next Rush Limbaugh. Just stop, you know, talking about black helicopters and the New World Order. Here's the contract. We're going to start you out on 15 juggernaut marquee stations, and if you play ball, after the first year, I was going to get $1 million. You're going to get triple that. And you know what I told them? I said, you can take your offer and you know what you can do with it. So we have this atmosphere now in the country where we're learning how many members of the press are paid off and controlled. But there's other forms of control. The globalist editors and controllers can just look at other writings of different reporters out there and pick people that instinctively have the establishment agenda and mindset. That's another form of control. And then on top of that, you have blood. You have these societies. You have this elite, and it's nepotism where they put their own minions into power. And it is being reported that Chertoff's cousin penned Popular Mechanics' 911 hit piece. Who is Benjamin Chertoff, the senior researcher at Popular Mechanics, who is behind the article? American Free Press has learned that he is none other than a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the new Secretary of Homeland Security. This means that the Hearst paid Benjamin Chertoff to write an article supporting the seriously flawed explanation that is based on a particularly non-existent investigation of the terror events that directly led to the creation of the massive National Security Department his cousin now heads. This is exactly the kind of journalism one would expect to find in a dictatorship like that of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Because the manager of public relations for Popular Mechanics didn't respond to repeated calls from American Free Press, I called Benjamin Chertoff, the magazine's senior researcher, that's in quotes, 25-year-old bumbler, directly. Chertoff said he was the senior researcher of the piece. When asked if he was related to Michael Chertoff, he said, I don't know. Clearly uncomfortable about discussing the matter further, he told me that all questions about the article should be put to his publicist, the one who never answers the phone. Benjamin's mother in New York, however, was much more willing to talk. Asked if Benjamin was related to the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Judy said, yes, of course, he is a cousin. Yes, of course he is. Of course he is. This guy's got the classic M.O. 24 years old, 23 when he was first in Iraq, reporting for the New World Order. Then he comes back and lands the big job at Popular Mechanics. And running around, I mean, regardless, folks, if he is Chertoff's blood and it fits the bill, I mean, this is clear conflict of interest, very clear. And next hour, I'm giving the phone number out to Popular Mechanics. Be polite. Ask for all their different editors. Ask for Megs and ask for Charity and, or let's use his Russian name, son of the devil. And that's what it means, reportedly. And call them up and just say, you working for Homeland Security? Need to get the blogs going on this. This is a serious issue. Maybe we're on to something like the Gannon situation or more of these plants. Who knows? But it fits the M.O. I think we're on to something. My nose, my snout is rarely wrong with this evidence here. Smells a big, gigantic, rotten rat under the floorboards. So I suggest we pull the floorboards up and investigate. Though it is rancid and stinky, we have to, as the hound dogs we are, we have to go after our quarry fearlessly, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're good little attack dogs for freedom. And you want to play hardball? We're going to play hardball with you for... I'm launching a five-year campaign. I've decided. Yes, 5 years. 5 years, you will routinely be investigated and exposed. Thank you. All right, we're going to start the third hour. And I know it's dangerous to go up against the Homeland Security bloodline. I understand that, but we're going to expose it. We know we're on their radar, so they're attacking us. Might as well defend ourselves. You know, the best defense is a good offense. So that's my comments on that. I want to get a transcript of this upcoming interview as well. I want to thank those that do that. Get that posted. I will write a response the next few days. And we will continue to decipher all this. So when you punch me upside the head, I hit back. You amateur, lightweight, prepare yourself. You want to engage, you're going to get it.